My name is Mike Stratton. I'm director of the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, an organization of approximately 900 people that does research on genomes of human beings and of microorganisms, and does scientific research on them in order to understand how they work and to contribute to human health. I've been director of the Sanger Institute for approximately a year now, and it was within a couple of months of starting as director that I embarked on this leadership coaching process with Jonathan Perks. So during the course of our sessions, we have spent time examining both the fundamentals of leadership, some of the practicalities of leadership, and digging deep into me to see what aspects of leadership were built in and what aspects of my personality or my way of operating needed some modification in order to improve my performance as a leader. For me, this has been an extremely useful series of conversations with Jonathan. I've had to look into myself and have had to acknowledge that there are elements of me that maybe do contribute to good performance as a leader, but also clearly detract from that performance as well. Jonathan has, in a very sensitive and tactful way, drawn attention to some of these and has been fairly determined in making me address some of these issues, not just in covering them up and putting them to one side, but actually significantly addressing them so that they become less issues about me personally. So around these conversations about myself and myself as a leader, Jonathan has encouraged me to look at myself with my colleagues, my senior colleagues, the organization as a whole, the people who I must report to, the boards, the funders, the interactions that the director of an institute has to engage in. And we've been through these one by one, looking at what I feel I can deliver and what they might be looking for. And by this systematic examination of the relationships and the way of operating of a leader, it has allowed me to develop myself and develop my skills to acknowledge the positive things and to address those that were lacking. So I think Jonathan's skills in this area are his thoughtfulness. He is quiet, he lets you speak, but he does pick out those elements of you that are strong and those elements of you that are less strong, and builds on that, on his perception of you, his analysis of you, to try to make you into a more effective and sort of self-knowing person as a leader.